I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Business students at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga who want to be investment professionals have the chance to manage a lot of real money thanks to a unique program called the Smile Fund. WUTC's Will Davis is speaking with some key players.
I'm in the studio with Dr. Hunter Holsauer from UTC's College of Business and two of his students who participate in the Smile Fund. Emily McAndrew is the communications director, and Hunter Carroll, another Hunter, is the president and chief investment strategist. Hunter, what is SMILE?
So it's an acronym that stands for Student Managed Investment Learning Experience. It's a group of around 30 students. We manage $250,000 in the stock market. The amount has actually grown to around $285,000 currently. And we prepare analyst reports. We do monthly ISMs, which is investment strategy meetings, where we present in front of a board. We have people from around the community and the finance community that come and give us feedback. So it's a great learning experience for students.
Emily, tell me how you became involved.
So I started as a junior analyst my freshman year, and I stayed on as the communications director, and that's my role now.
How much time does it take?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the week. Some weeks it's an hour, and then other weeks it can take, 5 to 10 hours working on reports and sitting down with analysts and telling them that this is the information we want to report and this is how we want to present it.
It's a lot of money. Is it stressful to deal with that much money?
Yeah, definitely. I think entering my freshman year, it gave me a better understanding of how much money is $250,000. It's a little stressful, but there's always someone to turn to when you're like, oh, no, I don't think I can make this decision. So it's good that no one person, even Hunter, is not making every single decision.
How is it decided what stocks are funded?
Yeah, so we invest on a top-down basis. So we analyze macro conditions, economic conditions, and then we go one step lower and say, well, if the economy is, say, performing a certain way, then that's going to benefit these sectors more so. And then from there, we look at market leaders. We look at the companies that are actually performing well. And then we'll do individual stock research on those companies. But we very much go by a top-down analysis.
Emily, what is it that you enjoy about this kind of work?
I think the main thing that has surprised me is to see the professionalism that students have and the professionalism that they've developed from it, from seeing a freshman start out and really being nervous and to seeing that student grow until their junior and senior year and really seeing them be confident and mature in their decisions.
Hunter, let me ask you, since you'll be graduating soon, what is it that you've learned in SMILE that you think might benefit you in your professional life?
I think that it's really taught me a lot in different areas. I'm not so focused on one thing. Like, I've become more well-rounded, but yet it's still within one area of finance.
Good. And so we're joined by your faculty advisor. Is that your
role?
That's
correct. I'm Dr. Hunter Holsauer, and I'm a UC Foundation assistant professor of finance. I was fortunate to be the creator of the Small Fund. It all started because the UC Foundation came to us and said that we had an opportunity here to possibly invest some of our money with the students. And it's really a win-win for everybody involved. I mean, it's a win for the foundation. It's exactly what the UC Foundation wants to do, which is make a difference in the lives of the students in the university. It's a win for the students because the students get this experience to manage real money, which is something that a lot of them might actually not get to do for years after they get out into the real world. And it's a win for the community because the community now gets an opportunity to meet some of these students earlier on. And that leads to better internships, that leads to keeping more of our top talent in Chattanooga. And Chattanooga itself wins because you want your best students to stay in town. I've gotten to just kind of ride this big momentum wave, and it's been a lot of fun.
Are you two pretty good at managing your personal money?
I'm invested in some mutual funds, but nothing of the individual stocks.
Being in college, I don't really have much spare money. So I guess theoretically, yes.
Dr. Holsauer, if someone's listening who's not a student, but they're interested in maybe getting involved in the stock market, do you have any advice for them?
it's okay to admit what you don't know, right? So until you know what you're doing, I would strongly suggest finding a mentor, finding somebody that you want to talk to. And if you're going to go at it alone, you may want to start with a very diversified portfolio. So until you feel like you have some kind of an information advantage about a certain company or sector or something like that, it may be best just to be very well diversified and stick to index funds, ETFs, mutual funds, things of that nature, which most people have in their 401k. But I would tell you that what I tell my students, which is start reading. That would probably be my advice. It's a very big horse pill to swallow, but if you don't start nibbling, you'll never get it down.
It's very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was WUTC's Will Davis. To learn more about the Smile Fund, email Dr. Holzhauer at hunter-holzhauer@utc.edu. That's HOLZHAUER@utc.edu.